VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Trump administration said Tuesday it would respond, quote, swiftly and appropriately if Syria, with Russian and Iranian support, uses chemical weapons in an attack on Idlib province. Idlib is the last rebel stronghold in Syria. The White House, in a statement, said the U.S. is closely monitoring the fate of Idlib, where it said millions of innocent civilians are under threat of an imminent attack by the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. The statement warned against the use of chemical weapons, but made no mention of how the U.S. would react to a conventional military attack on Idlib. A senior U.N. official says leaders of Russia and Turkey hold the key to avoiding a war in Idlib. He says war would have devastating, life-threatening consequences for nearly 3 million people. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the United Nations European headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, is appealing to Russian President Vladimir Putin and Putin's Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, to talk to each other by telephone to try to prevent the looming crisis in Idlib. He also is calling on all countries to maintain and increase the moral pressure on the warring parties to avoid any drastic military option and allow more time for discussions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Lawyers and family members of two Reuters news agency journalists who were sentenced to 7 years in prison in Myanmar on Monday spoke to reporters on Tuesday. One of the lawyers said they are considering appealing the sentence. The two journalists had been reporting on the brutal crackdown of the Rohingya when they were arrested. This is VOA News. The U.S. Embassy in the Libyan capital Tripoli is denying reports its buildings caught fire. Fighting has raged in southern districts of the city, and Libyan officials say 50 people have died in more than a week of fighting. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The United Nations continued to urge warring militias to lay down their arms as fighting raged along the old airport road south of the Libyan capital, Tripoli. UN Special Envoy Ghassan Salami invited the warring factions to take part in talks Tuesday at an undisclosed location, but it was not clear if the parties had reached any agreement. The United Nations has also urged the warring factions to avoid indiscriminate attacks and not to target migrants and internally displaced people. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
One person was killed, 19 injured Tuesday afternoon when a bridge collapsed in the eastern Indian city of Kolkata. A 30-meter-long segment of the bridge fell onto the train tracks below. Several cars and a bus fell with it. Several people might be trapped underneath the rubble. The well-known American journalist Bob Woodward is about to publish a book that tells about the inside workings of the Trump administration. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Among the moments recounted in fear, Trump in the White House, Chief of Staff John Kelly privately calling the president an idiot, and while casting doubt about the president's mental facilities, saying during a meeting, "We're in crazy town." The Washington Post has published details from Woodward's book, which include aides taking sensitive documents off the president's desk before he could sign them, and former Trump lawyer John Dowd doubting the president's ability to avoid committing perjury if he was interviewed by special counsel Bob Mueller. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Amazon became the second American company on Tuesday to be valued at $1 trillion. That happened just a month after Apple hit the same market. The internet retail giant's stock increased by 1.9% Tuesday afternoon, briefly pushing its shares to over $2,050. That mark was needed to reach $1 trillion in valuation. Amazon stock has increased in value 75% since the start of the year. The stock has doubled in value over the past 15 months. If it continues at that pace, Amazon will soon displace Apple to become the most valuable American tech company. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.